Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Fasting for Freedom. Monday, June 15th, 2026. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6, 17 and 18. Interest in fasting has surged in recent years. Health researchers report that intermittent fasting has become one of the most widely practiced dietary strategies in the United States. Surveys have shown that millions of adults have experimented with some form of fasting for weight management, improved energy, metabolic health, or mental focus. Nutrition journals regularly publish studies examining fasting windows, calorie restrictions, and the physiological effects of abstaining from food. Social media platforms are filled with testimonies about reduced body fat, increased discipline, and improved physical performance through fasting practices. The fascination with fasting reveals something important about human nature. People recognize that saying no to physical cravings can produce meaningful results. Discipline shapes the body, clarifies priorities, and strengthens resolve. Scripture acknowledges this reality while directing believers toward a great purpose. Fasting is not fundamentally about improving physical appearance or maximizing bodily performance. Fasting is a spiritual practice designed for spiritual formation. God's people fast in order to seek Him with humility, dependence, repentance, and focused prayer. Throughout church history, believers have understood fasting as an important spiritual discipline. Jesus assumed His followers would practice it. Matthew 6, 17 and 18 records His instruction. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. What is fasting? Biblical fasting is abstaining from food for a spiritual purpose. The goal of fasting is not self-punishment. The goal is greater attentiveness to God. Food is temporarily set aside so the heart may seek the Lord with intentional devotion. Hunger becomes a reminder to pray, meditate on Scripture, confess sin, and pursue communion with God. Scripture provides several examples of fasting. Moses participated in an absolute fast while receiving the law from God on Mount Sinai, Exodus 34:28. Esther called the Jewish people to fast as they sought God's deliverance during a national crisis, Esther 4:16. David fasted during seasons of grief and repentance, Psalm 35:13. Daniel practiced a selective fast by refusing certain foods in Babylon, Daniel 1:18 through 21. Jesus fasted in the wilderness before beginning His public ministry, Matthew 4:1 and 2. The early church fasted while seeking wisdom and direction from the Holy Spirit, Acts 13:2 and 3. The Bible describes several basic forms of fasting. An absolute fast involves abstaining from all food and liquids for a limited period of time. Outside of a unique divine intervention, this kind of fast is generally discouraged for longer than 72 hours. Moses experienced this kind of supernatural fast in Exodus 34:28. A normal fast involves abstaining from food while continuing to drink liquids. Jesus practiced this form of fasting during His 40 days in the wilderness. A selective fast involves abstaining from certain foods and drinks while continuing to eat in a restricted way. Daniel's diet in Babylon provides the clearest example of this practice. Jesus addressed fasting in the Sermon on the Mount because religious activity can become distorted by pride. Matthew 6 contains repeated warnings about practicing righteousness for public recognition. Jesus taught about giving, praying, and fasting because each discipline can become an opportunity for self-promotion. The passage begins with the phrase, "But when you fast," Jesus spoke of fasting as an expected practice among his disciples. He did not present fasting as an unusual discipline reserved for spiritual elites. Followers of Christ would engage in fasting as part of their devotion to God. Jesus then instructed his listeners to put oil on your head and wash your face. In the first century, mourning practices often included neglecting one's appearance. Some religious leaders intentionally looked exhausted and disheveled so others would notice their sacrifices. Jesus instructed his disciples to maintain ordinary grooming habits during a fast. Their appearance should not become a public announcement of spiritual devotion. The Lord continued, "So that your fasting isn't obvious to others, but to your Father who is in secret." God values sincerity in worship. Spiritual disciplines are directed toward the Lord Himself. The Father sees hidden motives, private prayers, and quiet acts of obedience. Fasting invites believers into a deeper awareness of God's presence rather than public admiration. Jesus concludes with a promise, "And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." God responds to genuine devotion. The reward of fasting includes a deeper fellowship with the Lord, increased sensitivity to sin, strengthened dependence upon God, and renewed focus in prayer. Believers often discover clarity, conviction, wisdom, and spiritual endurance through seasons of fasting. This passage speaks directly into modern Christian life. Many believers live in a culture shaped by constant consumption and immediate gratification. Fasting interrupts those patterns. It teaches Christians to say no to temporary desires in order to pursue eternal priorities. Hunger becomes a teacher that points the heart toward God. Fasting reveals areas of dependence that often remain hidden beneath daily routines. Irritability, impatience, distraction, and anxiety frequently surface when comfort is removed. Those moments create opportunities for confession and surrender. God uses fasting to expose the condition of the heart and to cultivate spiritual freedom. Memorization and meditation. 1. Read Matthew 6, 17, and 18 aloud 3 times slowly. 2. Write the passage by hand in a journal or notebook. If this is your learning style, feel free to write it multiple times. 3. Underline the repeated references to your Father. 4. Circle every action word connected to fasting in the passage. 5. Develop a strategic schedule for memorizing the passage over the next 4 days. 6. Reflect on this question: what motives usually shape my spiritual disciplines? 7. Pray the verse. Turn the verse into a prayer or use the following sample prayer: "Father, help me understand the value of fasting as a discipline of the faith. Help me to seek you with sincerity and humility. Guard my heart from pride and the desire for attention. Teach me to pursue your presence in secret, trusting that you see, know, and faithfully reward your children." In Jesus' name, amen.